When you look in the mirror, who do you see? So we've talked about a mother, we've talked about changing, and the person that you see. Today, I see a businesswoman. It's not a big corporate company, and it doesn't employ any people. It's myself, my business, something that I have fallen into, and I'm building. I love being the owner of my own business. If I'm not working it, will it work? Probably not. Could I sell it? Not too sure. But my income comes from helping others to help them to know themselves. I love seeing them go, oh my goodness, I didn't really know that about myself. Seeing people become an amazing person in their own right, to become a leader in their own story, to stand up and say, I am a businesswoman, I am a businessman. To see them succeed and understanding why they are succeeding, and also understanding why a few things haven't worked in the past, is really important. Because when you're in business, especially a small business, you can't afford to make any mistakes. If you do, it just makes it really, really hard to be able to step forward. So, when you're looking at the mirror, who do you see? Are you seeing a person who has built a business? Have you actually bought a business? What is it that you see that makes you strong? What is it that makes you become the business person? What is it that makes you an amazing employer? Are you starting your business? Have you continued your business? What part of the industry are you in? Do people look up at you for advice? When it comes to business, a lot of us all go, including myself, oh, I can't really do that. Oh, I'm a bit scared to do that. Should I do this? Absolutely. Step out of your comfort zone, because if you don't and you pursue something, someone else will end up doing it. And then where are you left? I find this myself, and everyone does. Everyone finds it really hard to step out of their comfort zone and actually move forward. Move forward in your business. Move forward in helping others. Moving forward to the direction where you want to go. Set your goals and make sure that every week you look in the mirror and see that business person looking back at you. Have they made the decisions you wanted? Are they stepping outside their comfort zone? Get that person to make you accountable for the decisions that you have made, the goals you have set. Set your timeline. Stick to it. Don't make excuses why you can't. It is so important as a business person for you to look at that person looking back at you to hold you accountable. It's something that a lot of us have a lot of trouble doing, and that's looking in the mirror. We look in the mirror and clean our teeth and brush their hair, and then that's it and walk away. Women do a little bit of makeup, men may do also. But when you actually stop and look in the mirror and analyze the person that's looking back at you, do you see the business person? Do you see someone that is kicking goals? Do you see someone that has made goals but is too afraid to implement them? I'm Kerry Hort-Rowe. Give me a call if you need someone to give you a push.